Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We are less than a week away from Election Day. Of course, early voting has been happening here in our beloved Commonwealth since when? Last Christmas? God, it just seems like it never ends. But we've got the actual Election Day coming up on Tuesday. I do want to remind you quickly, tomorrow, old buddy of mine, Chris Ruddy, the man who is, he's Newsmax. Everything Newsmax. He created Newsmax. He's brought it to this point. And Chris is going to be with us tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is joining us on Monday as well. And today, I'm very, very happy to say that the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, Jason Meares, is joining us. Mr. Attorney General, thank you for being here.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
The pleasure is always mine. So let's talk about what the Supreme Court just said vis-a-vis Governor Youngkin's decision that we were going to uphold the law in the Commonwealth. Seems like a crazy idea.
Yeah, this really novel idea that Virginia citizens should be the ones deciding Virginia elections.
Yeah.
And, the Supreme Court's stay, I think, was an important win for common sense and for the rule of law. And, the idea that the Department of Justice would bring this suit 25 days before an election on a law that was signed by then-Governor Tim Kaine, a Democrat, that had been in place and enforced by previous Democrat governors and Republican governors 90 days before election, and then request that we violate our own law by ordering us to place non-citizens, self-identified non-citizens, back in the voter rolls, just show, I think, kind of the misplaced priorities in Merrick Garland's Justice Department.
Were you shocked even a little bit after the governor said, yes, we are going to uphold the rule of law, we're going to deal with a law that's been on the books since Tim Kaine signed it into law? Were you even a little bit upset when Merrick Garland's DOJ said, oh, wait a minute, we're going to fight you on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, for two reasons. One, this is the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. I could think of no greater civil right, obviously, than the right to vote. But if a non-citizen is to vote, that means they're canceling out the vote of a U.S. citizen. They're literally taking away your right. That is astonishing to me. The second is, if you remember the SAFE Act that was articulated in advance by Speaker Johnson in the U.S. Congress, that would, at the federal level, require U.S. citizenship to vote, which, by the way, it's federal law.
Right.
But the biggest argument the left was using, the Biden administration was using, was, listen, this is not necessary. It's not needed. Why? Because each individual state have their own tools and their own mechanisms to make sure and ensure that non-citizens are not voting in our elections. Well, so that was their excuse to defeat the SAFE Act. Now you have a law signed by a Democratic governor, and they are wasting the resources of the full weight and power of the Department of Justice to try to stop a state that is simply following a law that says people that self-identify as a non-citizen cannot be on our voting rolls.
Right.
It really is astonishing, and I think it really breeds a level of cynicism with government that they're doing this.
Now, here's the thing, Jason. I looked at this, and just like you, I thought, wait a minute, you guys on the left have told me over and over and over and over and over again that this is not an issue, it doesn't happen, it's no big deal. So why would you be fighting back on this? And the language that was used on the part of the bum kissing media was like, oh my God, it's a purge. They use that term more.
Not a purge.
Right. Okay, so explain to everybody what it really is.
I will be honest with you. The one thing I've seen time and time again, the legacy media just confirms, particularly how they cover the story. You have too many reporters that are more interested in being first than getting it right.
Yep.
And so they will repeat these ad nauseum talking points what they actually haven't looked at the facts. Here are the facts. Under Ralph Northam and the previous administration, they extended and expanded driving privileges for non-citizens. All right? You go into the DMV, you're seeking driving privileges, and you check a box affirming you're not a citizen. You are informing the DMV, I am not a United States citizen. I am not a citizen of this country.
Right.
That information is then sent to the Department of Elections. They compare them to their voter rolls. They see these individuals' names pop on a case-by-case basis. I want to emphasize, a case-by-case basis, where they see this is an individual that is positively self-identified as a non-citizen. They've ended up on our voter rolls, whether by accident or something more nefarious. I'll let your listeners decide that. But they have showed up on our voting rolls, and then we send a letter to that person informing them, just informing you, you have self-identified as a non-citizen. That is a violation of Virginia law. You have 14 days to come talk to your registrar, get this cleared out. If you are indeed, if this is a mistake, if you check the wrong box, clear with your registrar, make sure we get this clear. And it's a case-by-case business. A purge is for 90 days before an election for a state to say, you know what, anybody with the last name Meares, I'm getting them off the voting rolls. It's not an individual case-by-case basis. And so that is a very, very specific legal term that these reporters were repeating ad nauseum, and they never, ever bothered to really see what exactly was happening with the elect. By the way, Democratic governors, Ralph Northam and Terry McCall, also within the 90-day period, removed non-citizens on a case-by-case basis off their voting rolls. Where was the Washington Post? Where was the Richmond Times-Dispatch? Where are these reporters then? Dead silent, which I think says a lot more about them than about the common sense measures that the Governor Youngkin was doing.
Absolutely. I want to remind everybody that Jason Meares is joining us, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth. Let's talk about the numbers as well, Jason, because again, if you listen to the legacy news media people, these
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
These are hacks. It's just unbelievable hackorama that they've established. But they want you to believe it's a purge. You just explain that it's not. They want people to believe, oh my gosh, there's a million people that are going to be denied their right to vote. What are the real numbers? And are there remedies on Election Day?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. So it's roughly 1,500 people that are self-identified as non-citizens. So let's say, hypothetically, you've gone to DMV, you checked the wrong box, you've actually informed DMV that you're not a citizen when you are.
Right.
Let's just say you decide to ignore the letters from the Department of Elections to respond within 14 days. You're removed off your voter rolls. You go to vote. You're allowed, in Virginia, same-day voter registration. So that's the ultimate backdrop. You're allowed to do both same-day voter registration or register to vote. You're also allowed to sign an affidavit that day attesting that you are indeed a citizen. So you have multiple safeguards. The right to vote is the most sacred right we have as Americans. I have vivid memory as a child. My mother was not able to exercise her right to vote for who the leader of her country was until she was in her late 30s after fleeing Cuba and taking me with her so I could see my mother proudly casting her vote for the first time. It was a special, special, special moment. So I recognize what a unique privilege it is. We are protecting that privilege. We're also making sure that your vote isn't canceled by a non-citizen that inadvertently or nefariously votes in an election that they're not allowed. By the way, that is a federal law. You are not allowed, if you are not a U.S. citizen, to vote in a federal election. So we are trying to both follow the law, and I think the standard should be easy to vote, hard to cheat. That should be the standard we're striving to. And I know that's the standard that Governor Youngkin is seeking as well.
Well, I think that's absolutely a perfect standard. And If I can follow up on that, Jason Meares, our attorney general, is joining us. If it's a federal law that would be broken by having a person vote inappropriately, non-citizen, are you then not protecting them from violating a federal law and perhaps being subject to prosecution and incarceration and all sorts of punishment?
That is an excellent point, Jeff, because think about it. Once you're on the voting rolls, what do we get? We get text messages. We get constant direct mail pieces or a mailbox, text messages, email, inundating us saying, go vote, go vote, go vote. They're inducing you. Perhaps you're a non-citizen. You're not a citizen. You're here legally, but you're not a citizen. You get all these text messages. You get all these things in the mail saying, go vote. And you think, okay, well, maybe I do have privileges. Maybe I didn't realize I had before. And they are literally, inadvertently, by keeping on the voting rolls and ensuring you're getting all of this communication from the campaigns, you could argue, yes, we're protecting you from possibly being induced to go vote when you're not a citizen.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important point that you make. And we want to make sure that Virginia law is followed. That's what the governor is doing. Both he and I swore an oath January 15th of 2022 to defend the U.S. Constitution, the Virginia Constitution, and faithfully execute the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that's what we've been doing.
Quick question, as I know you got a million things you're doing, and I don't want to keep you over, but is this it? Is this the final word since the Supreme Court said that this is what we're going to do, or is there some other nonsense that we're going to see from Merrick Garland's band of happy people there at the DOJ?
Well, I don't anticipate anything between now and Election Day.
Okay.
This whole procedure is the plaintiffs, the moving parties, sought a emergency injunction to prevent us from following the law. The district court judge granted that. We appealed that to the Supreme Court. Sometime in the next year, this will be litigated in federal court.
Gotcha.
But as for purposes of this election, we're going to be able to follow Virginia law.
I love it. Well, listen, I think the world of you. You know that. I think that you and Governor Youngkin are doing the right things for my Commonwealth. I appreciate that that you're doing it on a regular basis and on a personal level, man. I just always appreciate you making some time for us. It means the world to me.
Always a pleasure, Jeff.
Thank you,
sir. Until next time, my friend. Have a good one.
You too. That is Jason Meares. He is the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth. This is all about common sense, kids. This is not a purge. This is not targeting anybody. This is not denying anybody any rights. This is about enforcing a law that has been in place since Tim Kaine signed it into law. It is about keeping people from violating a federal law. And despite what the legacy news media bottom feeders would have you believe, it's not a million voters being denied their rights. It is about 1,500 people who said, they said, not us, they said to the DMV, nope, I am not a citizen. Could they have made a mistake? Yes. Did they get opportunities to correct that? Yes, they would have been contacted and said, dear Mr. So-and-so or dear Miss Such-and-such, you said on your DMV form that you are not a citizen. Is that what you meant to say? And you could write back or check the right back. Oh, my gosh, no, I made a total mistake. Okay, well, we're going to fix that. Let's say you ignore all of those entreaties that come from the Commonwealth of Virginia saying, did you make a mistake when you said this? Is this what you meant to say? And then you show up at your polling place. And they say, well, you're not even on the voting rolls anymore. You were removed. Well, what happens? Well, you still get to vote. It's a provisional ballot while the process is adjudicated, if you will. So nobody's being denied their rights. In fact, people are being protected from violating a federal law. You are saving people from becoming a felon. I think that's a pretty good thing. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app